Iran, 40 years after victory of the Islamic Revolution. In the name of God. The Islamic Republic of Iran, by relying on religious values and negation of unilateral policies of the world powers, inspired the nations to determine their own fate. This new phenomenon has challenged the imposed patterns on global systems. This was the start of the U.S. hostilities with Iran. Now, 40 years into these hostilities, the Iranian nation keeps its head high as it has stood firm on the ideals of the revolution and the path of Imam Khomeini. The United States sees a reality called the Islamic Republic of Iran, which turns threats into opportunities. This shows the soft power of the Islamic Revolution that bolsters the spirit of resistance against domineering powers among the oppressed nations. The United States of America has pursued the approach of obstinacy against the will of the Iranian nation. This approach will definitely fail. Iran, with a very rich culture, ancient civilization, and an important geopolitical position, is an undeniable reality. Last August, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "The former American officials wouldn't observe political and diplomatic etiquette in their remarks, but the current officials of the American regime are speaking so brazenly and audaciously to the world as if they were devoid of politeness." The leader continued, "Of course, they don't raise the issue of war clearly, but they try, through hints and innuendo, to forge and aggrandize the ghost of war to intimidate the Iranian nation or the cowards. No war will occur because, like in the past, we will never initiate a war, and the Americans also will not start the attack because they know that it will be 100% to their detriment, as the Islamic Republic and the Iranian nation has proved that it would deal a bigger blow to the aggressor." The United States thinks that might is right. Their understanding of might is not the legal and legitimate might, but bullying and aggression. No government or nation can be dragged to the negotiation table, or else the anger of nations will be piled up and one day will be wreaked upon the bullies. The Iranian nation has stood firmly against seditions and plots of the enemies and proved its indomitability and steadfastness against them. Iran's policy is clear: neither war, nor sanction, nor bullying, just commitment to covenants and practicing the law. The Islamic Republic supports real peace and democracy. Iran has always adopted a peaceful look at political and international issues. Iran doesn't need an empire. Iran is an empire not on the basis of policy, but its culture and civilization. Accordingly, expansion of relations with the neighbors and creation of a more secure and developed region are among the priorities of Iran's foreign policy. The Islamic Republic believes in the formation of a common mechanism for the Persian Gulf region with the participation of all regional countries. The security of the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz has always been important for Iran, and it has never let ill wishers and enemies threaten this vital waterway. No doubt the United States seeks to deal blow to the elements of Iran's might. using the media dominance, especially on social media, display a false image of Iran and deviate public opinion from the realities. The American policy has been focused on forging security challenges and destroying Iran's national unity and stability. Ayatollah Khamenei reiterated, "In spite of the Americans' hard power, the fact is that they are not on power position because the main cause and determining factor of power in the global confrontations is soft war power, in the meaning of logic, reasoning, and novel discourse, which America is seriously weak in these issues, and due to the lack of logic and reasoning, it speaks on the basis of bullying." These illusions remind us of the remarks of Americans and their stooges in the country 40 years ago, which used to give the tidings of overthrowing the Islamic Republic within 6 months. But now, 4 decades have passed of the life of the Islamic system. Ayatollah Khamenei, referring to the scandalous and humiliating failure of Americans in 1980 in Tabas Desert in central Iran, said, "They may not understand many things, but perhaps they understand this much to imagine and realize the result of invading Iran. The enemy wants to make the Iranian nation come to the conclusion that the country is in a deadlock and there is no way out except kneeling down and submitting to America. Of course, such a thing will not happen, and with the help and power of God and the accompanying of the people and the youths, I won't let such a thing happen as long as I am alive."